Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You'll want to get your ears on, as they say, or at least be ready to listen to the reading of God's Word in this class today. We're talking about the beauty and downfall of Babylon. Babylon, that ancient city that was brought to its glory by Nebuchadnezzar, that God used to punish Jerusalem. For Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem and carried the captives captive. For 70 years they were in Babylon, but then after the Medes and the Persians came, King Cyrus let them return to their homeland. But Babylon was destroyed. And Jeremiah, that prophesied of the destruction of Jerusalem, also prophesied of the downfall of Babylon. And we're going to read that in Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. It's going to be a lengthy reading, and I may stop and make some comments along the way as we go. Before we begin that reading, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's turn to the book of Jeremiah. God started reading in chapter 50 in our last class, and I'm going to begin again. We didn't get very far. We just got three verses. So I'll begin in Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 1. And remember now, we're talking about the downfall of Babylon as prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50 and verse 1. The word that Jehovah spake concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah 50 and verse 2. Declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish, and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. Bel is put to shame. Merodach is dismayed. Her images are put to shame. Her idols are dismayed. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They are fled, they are gone, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, saith Jehovah, the children of Israel shall come, they and the children of Judah together. They shall go on their way weeping, and shall seek Jehovah their God. They shall inquire concerning Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, Come ye, join yourselves to Jehovah in an everlasting covenant that shall not be forgotten. Jeremiah 50 and verse 6. Many people have been lost. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from the mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. All that were found of them have devoured them, and their adversary said, We are not guilty, because they sinned against Jehovah, the habitation of righteousness, even Jehovah, the hope of their fathers. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans, and be as the he-goats before the flocks. For lo, I will stir up, and cause to come up against Babylon a company of great nations from the north country, and they shall set themselves in array against her. From thence she shall be taken. Their arrow shall be as an expert mighty man. None shall return in vain, and Chaldea shall be a prey, and all that prey upon her shall be satisfied, saith Jehovah. You know, when it says that their arrows, none shall return in vain, it means that every arrow they shoot will meet its target and kill one of those Babylonians. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 11. Because ye are glad, because ye rejoice, O ye that plunder my heritage, because ye are wanton as a heifer, and tread out the grain, and neigh as strong horses, your mother shall be utterly put to shame. She that bare you shall be confounded. Behold, she shall be the hindermost of the nations, a wilderness of dry land and a desert, because of the wrath of Jehovah. She shall not be inhabited, but she shall be wholly desolate. Every one that goeth by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. Set up yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow and shoot at her. Spare no arrow, for she hath sinned against Jehovah. Shout against her round about. She hath smitten herself. Her bulwarks are fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of Jehovah. Take vengeance upon her, as she hath done. Do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handleth the sickle in the time of harvest, for fear of the oppressing sword, shall they turn every one to his people, and shall flee every one to his own land. Jeremiah 50 and verse 17. Israel is a hunted sheep. The lions had driven him away. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. And now at last Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will punish the king of Babylon with his land, as I have punished the king of Assyria. And I will bring Israel again to his pasture, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon the hills of Ephraim and in Gilead. In those days, in that time, saith Jehovah, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon whom I leave as a remnant. Jeremiah 50 and verse 21. Go up against the land of Marathaim, even against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Slay and utterly destroy after them, saith Jehovah, and do according to all that I have commanded thee. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken, O Babylon, and thou wast not aware. Thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against Jehovah. Jehovah hath opened his armory, and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For the Lord Jehovah of hosts hath a work to do in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the uttermost border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bullocks. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for the day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of Jehovah our God, the vengeance of his temple. Jeremiah 50 and verse 29. Call together the archers against Babylon, all them that bend the bow. Encamp against her round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense her according to her work, according to all that she hath done. Do unto her, for she hath been proud against Jehovah, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in her streets, and all her men of war shall be brought to silence in that day, saith Jehovah. Behold, I am against thee, O thou proud one, saith the Lord Jehovah of hosts. For thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee, and the proud one shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise him up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all that are round about him. Jeremiah 50 and verse 33. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah are oppressed together, and all that took them captive hold them fast. They refuse to let them go. Their Redeemer is strong. Jehovah of hosts is his name. He will thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the earth and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, saith Jehovah, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the boasters, and they shall become fools. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up. For it is a land of graven images, and they are mad over idols. Therefore the wild beast of the desert with the wolves shall dwell there, and the ostriches shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited forever. Neither shall it be dwelt from generation to generation, as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities thereof, saith Jehovah, so shall no man dwell there, neither shall any son of man sojourn there. Jeremiah 50 and verse 41. Behold, a people cometh from the north, and a great nation and many kings shall be stirred up from the uttermost parts of the earth. They lay hold on the bow and the spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea. And they ride upon horses, every one set in array as a man to the battle against thee, O daughter of Babylon. The king of Babylon hath heard the tidings of them. His hands wax feeble, anguish hath taken hold on him, and pangs as of a woman in travail. Behold, the enemy shall come up like a lion from the pride of the Jordan against the strong habitation, for I will suddenly make them run away from it, and whoso is chosen, him will I appoint over it, for whom is like me? And whom will appoint me a time? And who is the shepherd that can stand before me? Therefore, hear ye the counsel of Jehovah, that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes, that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely, they shall drag them away, even as the little ones of the flock. Surely, shall he make their habitation desolate over them. At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembleth, and the cry is heard among the nations. Jeremiah 51, verse 1. Thus saith Jehovah, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in Libkamari, a destroying wind. And I will send unto Babylon strangers that shall winnow her, and they shall empty her land for the day of trouble. They shall be against her round about, against him that bendeth the archer, bendeth his bow, and against him that lifteth up his coat of mail, and spare not her young men. Destroy ye utterly all her host. And they shall fall down slain in the land of the Chaldeans, and thrust through in her streets. Well, we're going to continue this reading in the next class. Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 5 is where we will begin as we continue to talk about the downfall of Babylon. You have a good weekend. When you come back Monday, we're going to have our special feature where we read from the Rockcliffe Review.